This is Kerrang Radio. I'm Louise Maloney, and I'm joined in the studio by the wonderful Joe Elliott and Rick Savage. Hey, guys, how are you?
Hello.
We're pretty well, considering.
Pretty well? Considering.
Okay, Rick Savage, you're kind of known as Sav, is that right?
That's what everybody calls me, yes.
Am I allowed to call you that?
You. Of course you can, yes. Okay. I would be offended if you didn't.
Okay, that's good news. Guys, you had a big event on Thursday. Tell me all about it.
Yes, it was the UK premiere of Viva Hysteria, which is the Def Leppard Experience live in Las Vegas. They're calling them movies or films, but, you know, nobody dies. Nobody gets to rescue a damsel in distress. It's basically just a live gig from start to finish. And it's the entire Hysteria album in sequence from Women all the way to Love and Affection. And then a couple of encores thrown in.
Tell me a little bit about your residency in Vegas.
Well, we played 11 shows, so spread over the better part of 3 weeks, I think it was. And one of the greatest things we've ever done, really. Yeah, it was fantastic. It was great to just play your gig and then not have to get on a bus and travel 300 miles down the road to do the next show. You just got in a service elevator, and if you wanted to, there was your bed. And it was all the great things about being on the road without having all the negative things, which is basically travelling and stuff.
So you had all your home comforts upstairs, kinda. Pretty much.
Yeah. I brought my electric piano over, a little plug-in thing.
I thought you were going to say electric blanket for a second.
No. My hot water bottle. Yeah, no, I had a piano in my room. It was great, you know, as you could sit and write songs, mess around on it. You know, I mean, there was a lot of time, a lot of downtime, which was good for getting stuff done. But you had a lot more energy for the shows because of the... There was no travel. That was a great thing, you know. It was Friday, Saturday and Wednesdays. So it's Sunday, Monday, Tuesday to kind of chill out. And
chill
it was
time.
Great, you know.
Sounds amazing. Okay, so you've originally kind of said no to doing the old stuff. I guess that's because you've always had new stuff on the go.
What we refused to do in the past was play an album in sequence in its entirety because whenever we've been out on the road, we've been promoting a new album, like we were promoting, say, Songs from the Sparkle Lounge 5 years ago, or before that it had been X or whatever it was. I can't remember. the newer albums that we've done, I can't remember which order they came out. X, and then it was Yeah, and then it was Sparkle Lounge. And we, you know, we've been asked to play Hysteria, play Pyromania. It's like, well, no, it's going to overshadow the new stuff, so we refuse to do it. But with this, it was totally different because they asked us towards the end of the Mirrorball tour, and it was going to be in 6 months' time. Well, we knew we weren't going to write, you know, record and release an album in 6 months, so we could channel all our energy into doing this. So we had 6 months to get all the production right and, you know, revise the songs, because a lot of these songs, Vivian hadn't played at least 3 or 4 of them ever, and we hadn't played them for maybe 20 years. So there was a bit of revision needed to be done, and we had plenty of time to do it.
Amazing. Was it kind of a therapeutic thing going back and visiting it all in sequence like that?
Yeah, I thought it was really cool. I mean, there's probably 7 songs from the album that we would, in some form or other, regularly play when we're on tour. But the other 4 or 5 would come and go. And I think it was concentrating on the songs that we've never played that often. It was great to go back. And in rehearsals, probably 80% more than that was concentrating on songs like Don't Shoot Shotgun, Excitable, Love and Affection. And it was great to just get them up to the standard of, you know, the ones that we normally play. Just revisiting them because that's the only time we ever listen to our records. I mean, we don't sit there and listen for them for our pleasure.
Do you not go to bed and turn on when you're on CDs?
Afraid no.
Fall asleep to the iPod.
Yeah, really.
Not really.
No, we spend so much time recording them that once they're finally done and finally out in the shops, it's like you tend to let them go. So, but it was interesting to revisit them and really study them again. And like you go, bloody hell, there's a lot of work went into making this thing, you know. But it was cool. It was really cool.
I did hear word of a possible documentary or a cinema experience. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, well, the movies in the cinemas, that goes 19th of September. It goes into the UK chain for, I think it's about 180 cinemas it's going in for.
Sweet,
and then
awesome.
And worldwide, it's about 2,000, actually, but the rest of the world is in October. The DVD's out, I think, October 22nd. And we did actually film, if you like. They filmed us for the whole month we were there for supposedly a being Def Leppard type documentary. It's not obviously seen the light of day yet. They're probably still editing it together and taking out the bits that are, let's just say, not fit for TV viewing.
They're the best bits, man.
Yeah, I know. They are, yeah. So there'll be quite a lot on the cutting room floor, I'm sure.
Okay, well, I'm going to finish up. I know you guys are really busy, but you've said it was a great experience revisiting this album and playing it and repracticing. I want to stick on a track now, but I want you to choose which one that you want to hear so you guys can introduce it. So Joe Elliott, Rick Savage are here in the studio with me, and they're going to introduce the next song.
Well, why don't you play Gods of War?
Perfect. Gods of War it is.
Radio.